Court of Appeal is to give its decision today on an appeal by former MMA fighter Conor McGregor against a High Court jury's finding that he raped Nikita Hand. She sued Mr. McGregor for damages for raping her on the 9th of December 2018 at a hotel in Dublin. The jury of the civil trial found that he had raped Ms. Hand and awarded her almost €250,000 in damages. McGregor has claimed he intended to introduce new evidence into his appeal to give an alternative explanation for the bruises suffered by Nikita Hand. However, he withdrew his application to introduce the new evidence before the appeal started, and the court has already said it intends to refer this matter to the Director of Public Prosecutions. Orla O'Donnell, our legal affairs correspondent, is with us. Orla, Conor McGregor had signalled he was going to bring in new evidence to this appeal, but it didn't happen. Why not?
Yes, it started off in pretty dramatic fashion. He had intended to introduce evidence from a couple who said they were Nikita Hand's former neighbours in Drimna. Samantha O'Reilly and Stephen Cummins were the couple, and they claimed there had been a row between Nikita Hand and her then boyfriend following her return home after she had been out with Conor McGregor. And Samantha O'Reilly claimed she woke up and looked outside her bedroom window, and through the window in the house opposite, she had seen Ms. Hand's then boyfriend moving his body in a way that she said suggested he was assaulting her. Now, her boyfriend, Stephen Cummins, said he heard a commotion, but he didn't look himself at what was going on. Nikita Hand said the couple were telling lies and she didn't want to speculate about why. Now, just before the appeal started, Mr. McGregor's lawyer said they had taken a decision not to go ahead with this application, essentially boiling it down to a lack of corroboration. The judges said they found the reasons for withdrawing the application difficult to understand. Nikita Hand's lawyer suggested the matter should be referred to the Director of Public Prosecutions to investigate perjury, and that Conor McGregor should be referred for subornation of perjury. That means inducing someone to commit perjury. At the end of the appeal, her lawyers returned to it. They said they had documentation that they had intended to put to Samantha O'Reilly in cross-examination. The court read the documents and agreed to refer the matter to the DPP. Now, we may hear a little bit more about that this morning.
The issue overshadowed the appeal. So what were the actual grounds of appeal relied on in the end?
So he was left with two main grounds of appeal in the end. The first was his answers to Gardaí when he was interviewed about raping Ms. Hand. His lawyer said this issue should not have been allowed to go before the jury in the civil trial. The jury heard he said no comment around 100 times. Mr. McGregor's side, this was prejudicial, manifestly prejudicial evidence, shouldn't have been introduced, and the judge's ruling that it was admissible was wrong. Nikita Hand's lawyer said Conor McGregor, during his own testimony, had opened the door to this evidence being admitted by suggesting he had cooperated fully and given them everything. And there was a question about whether this related to his cooperation with his own solicitors or with Gardaí. And the second ground of appeal related to the question asked of the jury on the issue paper. The jurors were asked if Conor McGregor had assaulted Nikita Hand. Now, this is an issue Conor McGregor's public relations people have been trying to lay emphasis on since the day of the verdict. And in court, his lawyer said the issue paper should have specified sexual assault rather than assault. And his senior counsel, Remy Farrell, suggested there was a possibility there may have been some confusion amongst some members of the jury about their finding in this context. Again, Nikita Hand's lawyers dismissed this. They said it was nonsense and there was no ambiguity whatsoever about what the jury was dealing with.
There was another issue in the appeal relating to James Lawrence's costs.
Yes, James Lawrence was Conor McGregor's friend and he appealed over the High Court's decision not to award him his costs, even though the jury found he did not rape Nikita Hand. In her action, she had claimed that both men assaulted her. They both denied the allegations. They each said they had consensual sex with Nikita Hand. Now, in the High Court, the judge said it was perfectly obvious from the jury's finding that they rejected Mr. McGregor's evidence and Mr. Lawrence's evidence. He said they were both acting in lockstep and that it would be inappropriate to award costs to Mr. Lawrence. He said Mr. Lawrence was entirely successful in defending his claim, but not for the reasons he had put forward, and that the jury had concluded that the men had concocted a story between them to make Nikita Hand look bad. However, James Lawrence's lawyer said you can't interpret a jury's decision afterwards, and the judge's decision was wrong. The court was also told that Nikita Hand's damages award could be wiped out completely if she had to pay James Lawrence's costs. Although from the comments of the judges, it did not seem that that was an argument that found much favour with them. And they also pointed out to the court that Conor McGregor had said he was paying Mr. Lawrence's lawyers. So we will expect a decision on that issue too.
Orla, thank you. That's our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. If you've been affected by any of the issues discussed in our interview this morning, you can find further information and support at rte.ie/helplines.